what to expect at Book Expo America for 2013. Books, of course, from the big six publishers to the growing ranks of the indies. Authors, too, naturally, often seated at the end of long lines of autograph seekers. But this year, as part of You Publish You, sharing with others insights on self-publishing. Wait a minute, one more thing. Parties. Ah, yes, the parties. Welcome, everyone, to Copyright Clearance and His podcast series. My name is Christopher Keneally, and joining me from New York City is Stephen Rosato, Book Expo America Event Director. Steve, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Chris, it is my pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you do this again. We had fun last year talking about BEA 2012, and I don't want anyone listening to think, oh, I already heard about that, because there's a lot new this year at BEA. And I suppose one place to start is with the schedule. The events start with the conference day, Wednesday, May 29th, and the expo itself begins on May 30th and continues from that Thursday through Saturday, June 1st. This is a new date pattern, as you say, in the exhibition business. Why the change?
It was twofold. One is actually really easy. It was able to secure much cheaper hotel rates. By moving back just those 5 days, takes us off the high season in New York. And on average, our hotel rates went down about 15 to 20% across the board. And Marriott Marquis is one of our biggest hotels where we have the largest concentration of rooms. The hotel rates went down like $90 a night. So it was just a little bit of a no-brainer knowing you could save, you know, anyone who's staying there 4 nights, $360. It made it an easy decision to make. And the second part of that is, obviously, BEA's had a big initiative. We started very, very gradually last year with trying to introduce a D2C element, bringing consumers in, our power readers, and it made a lot more sense to try and incorporate that over a weekend day where people are not dealing with work. And of course, our UPubU, our self-publishing conference, also something we wanted to happen over the weekend. So we thought it was going to take a couple years to get there, but we met the challenge and we were able to accelerate those plans, and it's been really positive.
Well, and as you point out, it's really of a benefit to everybody attending. But what's interesting is the direction you're moving there is, as you mentioned, in part to bring in some readers. And also the UPubU event is very much the self-publishing focus for that Saturday. Tell us about the way that you are incorporating these new elements into what has been traditionally very much a trade show.
The UPW is really a self-publishing thing that happens. It's sort of a standalone event within Book Expo. Those folks, there's tabletop exhibits for a lot of vendors to be able to interact, and that was a hugely popular feature at the event the last couple of years, where the vendors had a lot of interaction with folks who are interested in self-publishing, the different services, just having the chance to talk to someone in person about how to go about it, how to use their products, really helped break down some barriers for them. And trying to get that into the weekend also just made a lot more sense. And we see all the major publishers, I guess, sticking their own flags in the sand with their own self-publishing programs. It's just the means to discover new authors, and, you know, to bring, I guess, it is part of the transition of publishing, where self-publishing is not just, you know, the redheaded stepchild, but it's really becoming part of mainstream publishing.
Well, indeed it is. But listen, after all, Steve, it is a mainstream publishing event, and the big events that happen at BEA every year, we can expect some real marquee names. Give us a preview. Among the author breakfasts you've got scheduled, the names that stuck for me, and this is from one end of the publishing business to the other, you've got Chelsea Handler coming in and Doris Kearns Goodwin.
Yep. Now, after last year, I was like, how are we ever going to top this? We just had such a great list of authors last year. And I was just so pleasantly surprised to see what we came up with this year. And, you know, we're based on the submissions we get, and we always hope. And, you know, Doris Kearns Goodwin hasn't been at BEA in a long time. Ishmael Bea, Wally Lamb, one of the breakfasts, Mary Pope Osborne, Rick Riordan, Veronica Roth, and Octavia Spencer is holding the children's breakfast, or hosting the children's breakfast on Friday. And then Saturday, Diana Gabaldon, Helen Fielding, and John Lewis with Chris Matthews as the MC for that breakfast. It's just a really stellar group of authors that, you know, really cut across all, you know, from literary to sort of celebrity to, you know, mainstream.
Right. And of course, there'll be plenty of autographing going on for the librarians and others who just love that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, that's always been one of the great features of the show, where you just have that access, that one-on-one with the authors. And I believe we just got the final numbers. I think we're at 600 authors appearing at BEA this year, which is just always amazing to me, like that many authors and just the breadth and the quality. And
right. But one of the newer elements, of course, has been to add the technology component, which is, after all, so much a part of book publishing these days. And you've got technology exhibitors and educational programs looking at the various technologies. Give us a sense of how that'll run out.
Well, the Digital Zone has been a huge driver for us and the growth of BEA. We've moved it a little bit more center of the show floor, and we've also actually put a stage on there. So there's going to be a lot of presentations from the various vendors delivering some industry information. This is something that London Book Fair does and has done very well, and we just thought it made a lot of sense. And seeing it happen at London this year, a lot of standing room only crowds, and we're anticipating the same. And just gives publishers a chance to access the information a lot easier. Instead of having to go from booth to booth, they can kind of come in, cherry pick some of the presentations that are going on.
We're talking with Steve Rosato, BEA event director, and the point of putting technology at the center of things is kind of obvious, I think.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing about it is it's really, I mean, we have a couple co-located events with us, the Publishers Launch Conference, as well as the IDPF Digital Book Conference, which between the two of those tracked close to 1,400 people from the industry, you know, learned the latest technology, strategy, different business models, how to incorporate that and just leverage, and really serves as a training ground for a lot of the folks in the industry. The other part of that is in the conference itself, we have found issues like, you know, Facebook marketing, Twitter marketing, building communities, and metadata are huge issues. And some of the ones we're kind of, you know, should we do it or should we not do it? We ended up doing them the last minute, and particularly the metadata sessions I was thinking about last year, standing room only. And it just goes to show that there's such a need, and the industry is just transforming itself so much more rapidly that people need to find out what are the best practices, how to do it, you know, how does it mean getting their books in the hands of readers.
Well, indeed. And, you know, again, if you were there last year and thought you caught up on everything, I think you have to be warned that you've fallen behind in the 12 months since, don't you think?
Now, there's just so much new technology and new services and new vendors in the industry and space. And any industry faces those challenges where there's new products to assimilate, new business models. But the interesting thing is publishing probably didn't change a lot in 30 or 40 years. I mean, I've had this conversation with someone. If you take someone from probably like 1965 and you drop them into 2005, it wouldn't have been much of a difference. But over the last 3 years, publishing has changed so much more dramatically, and technology, just the job titles that the publishers are bringing in and what they're doing, you really need education, and you need to get up to date on what's going on and what is the latest and greatest in the industry.
Right. And, you know, finally, Steve, I don't want to give anybody the wrong idea. I want to be sure to cover the parties piece. There's a few cocktail events coming up on the floor at BEA. Obviously, lots of parties outside the Javits Center, but happens right inside as well.
No, it's we really love that part of the BEA, and I think that's one of the reasons why people are so emotionally attached to BEA. It's just because they really get the chance to connect with everyone in the industry, and there's that also the chance meeting, the serendipity, and the stuff you do. But we have a digital networking happy hour on the show floor, as well as one in our Sidelines Pavilion, which has been really growing popular, at least the amount of companies that come in. We've close to doubled that in the last couple of years. We want to give booksellers a chance to meet those folks in a nice social setting. But all the major publishers have some sort of a party or event, and some are a little harder to get into than others. But the great thing about it is you get a chance to interact with authors, booksellers. It's always a who's who from the industry. And you always walk away just a little bit more fired up about the publishing industry. And the great thing about the parties is that the serendipity opportunities that you uncover just because you happen to have a drink with somebody or share a snack.
Right. Well, that's the whole point. It is as much about the business as it is about the relationships. And that's why people go to BEA every year. We've been talking with Steve Rosato, Book Expo America Event Director. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Chris, thanks a lot. It was a great time as always.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as now images, movies, and television shows. Follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.